Let's continue reading verses 51 through 58 of Matthew chapter 13. Now in this last section of the chapter, we read about the unbelief of the people, even though they were forced to acknowledge the Lord's wisdom and his miraculous powers. Matthew chapter 13, beginning now at verse 51. Jesus said to them, "Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, that he departed from there. When he had come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, 'Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?' So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, 'A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house.' Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Once again, some background notes. The Lord had just finished giving his seven parables of the kingdom, and now he asked the disciples in verse 51 if they understood all these things. Verse 51, Jesus said to them, "Have you understood all these things?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Now, do you think they really understood all these things at this point? Probably not. They probably thought that they knew more than they really did. This reminds me of some of my Old Testament survey students when they first start the course. Some of you here have taken that course. You'll know what I'm saying, right? These students, when they start the course, they think that they don't have to study because, hey, this is a survey course. And they know all the Bible stories from Sunday school, right? I'm so sorry. Well, it doesn't take long for them to realize that they don't know as much as they thought they knew. So I think that's kind of what's going on here. The disciples certainly understand something, but certainly don't understand fully, you know, what's involved here in the kingdom of heaven parables. But they say, the Lord, when he says, "Do you understand all these things?" They say, "Yes, Lord." Now, while the disciples did not understand everything at this point about the kingdom, they certainly knew more than they knew before. And they certainly understood more than the scribes and the Pharisees, who prided themselves on their knowledge. Remember, the Lord said that he spoke to the scribes and Pharisees and the multitudes in parables, so that unwilling and unrepentant believers would hear, but would not understand. Look back at verse 13. "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." And then he said to his disciples that they, the disciples, would hear and understand. Verse 16. "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." So the disciples may not have known everything at this point concerning the kingdom of heaven, but they certainly knew more than the unbelieving scribes and Pharisees. In fact, their minds were being opened to truth that even the Old Testament prophets did not fully comprehend. Look at verse 17. "For assuredly," says the Lord, "for assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." This was because further truth was being revealed for the first time in the parables of the kingdom of heaven. And more we could say for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for this last portion of Matthew chapter 13. Doctrinal point number one. A scribe brings out the new and the old from his treasure. A scribe brings out the new and the old from his treasure. Verse 52, once again. Then he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. Now, the scribe in view here is not one of the unbelieving scribes of the scribes and the Pharisees. No, this is a scribe or teacher of the law that has become a disciple of the kingdom. Some of your translations even have disciple of the kingdom here. Now, in what way is a disciple of the kingdom like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old? Many truths about the kingdom are contained in the Old Testament scriptures. But now, you see, new truth was being revealed about the kingdom. That the kingdom of heaven would contain the true and the false between the two advents of the king, for example, was not revealed in the Old Testament. These and other mysteries of the kingdom were being revealed now in New Testament times. Look back at verse 11. He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Remember, mystery here. The term mystery here does not mean mysterious, but rather truth that had been concealed, but was now being revealed. So the disciples now had the responsibility to pass on this further revelation along with what was already known, like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. As disciples of the kingdom, we have that same responsibility today. That is, if you are a true believer, that's what we're talking about, disciples of the kingdom. We go to the treasure of Scripture and bring out truth from both the Old and the New Testaments. Everybody follow? We are like a householder. We bring out of the treasure of Scripture both things old and new. The Old Testament Scriptures are foundational to the New Testament and are interpreted in light of the further truth revealed in the New Testament. You must interpret the Old Testament Scriptures in light of the New. But now that we've had further truth revealed in the New, we don't throw the old away. We draw out of the treasure of Scripture things both old and new. Old Testament truth, but the revealed New Testament truth. Old Testament truth is foundational for the New. The Old Testament truth must be interpreted in light of the further revelation that we have in the New Testament. But as disciples of the kingdom, they, the disciples then, we today, we are like householders bringing out of the treasure things old and new. Praise the Lord for a lot of good scribes here at this church. A scribe brings out the new and the old from his treasure. Doctrinal point number two, a prophet is not without honor except at home. A prophet is not without honor except at home. Verse 57. So they were offended at him, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. The Lord had returned to Nazareth, as we see in verses 53 and 54. Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these parables that he departed from there. When he had come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Nazareth, of course, was the Galilean town where the Lord grew up. On a previous visit to Nazareth, the people did not receive him and tried to throw him over a cliff. Remember that? Read about that in Luke chapter 4. Now, at least, the people acknowledged his wisdom and his miracles, but they still did not accept him as the Messiah. He was only the carpenter's son to them. As a result of their unbelief, the Lord did not do many miracles there in Nazareth. Verse 58, Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. And the Lord made this statement in verse 57. A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. How true that is, then and today. A prophet is not without honor except at home. Illustration. You know, some years ago, I preached at an Easter conference in Canada where there were hundreds of people in attendance. The ministry was well received, and the people honored me in many ways. I was feeling great, but I was about to learn what the Lord meant by verse 57. A prophet is not without honor except at home. I flew back to Chicago, and in my very first class on Monday morning, a student raised his hand during my lecture and asked a question. While I was answering his question, he fell asleep. What a humbling experience. Says a lot about my answer too, doesn't it? But a prophet is not without honor except at home. Now it's important for all of us to remember this truth. We all tend to take for granted the spiritual gift around us and not give honor where honor is due. Now the Lord has given your fellowship some wonderful men and women with significant spiritual gifts and abilities. Don't take them for granted. Don't forget to honor them. It's not automatic, because a prophet is not without honor except at home. Agreed? What about further practical application from this last portion of Matthew chapter 13? Is Jesus more than a carpenter to you? Is Jesus more than a carpenter to you? Look at what the people of Nazareth said of Jesus in verses 55 and 56. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things? You know, that's the same thing many people today are saying about Jesus. They admit that Jesus was a real person who lived in history. They admit that Jesus was a carpenter by trade. They admit that Jesus was a good man. They admit that Jesus showed outstanding wisdom, and even they will admit that he did miracles. But they will not acknowledge that Jesus was more than a carpenter and more than a good man. They will not acknowledge that he was the Son of God. What about you here this morning? Have you acknowledged Jesus is more than a carpenter? Jesus was not only a perfect man. He was not only the perfect man. He was the Son of God. He went to the cross and paid the penalty for our sins. He was resurrected and is alive today. Have you committed your life to him as Savior, personal Savior and Lord? Is Jesus more than a carpenter to you?